This is just an example, but we have a lot of other examples. So I'm going to give the word to my colleague Branka to tell you more about our experiences. Thank you.
So good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Branka and I'm part Croatian and part Macedonian. So I've picked the best virtues from both sides. Somehow along the way I lost modesty, so forgive me for that. This presentation is actually for from the participants' point of view. We have so many projects that came out from this main project, Empowering European Citizens, but unfortunately we don't have time to present all of them. So I'm going to ask audience to pick out from four powerful phrases which one suits them the most. So four powerful phrases are Europe's future, fostering dialogue, youth empowerment, and community building. So can I hear which one? Fostering dialogue, and one more? Youth empowerment. Okay, so we're going to go with youth empowerment and fostering dialogue. So first of all, Finland had a project which best described the fostering dialogue. It was their seed was planted before this project, but it grew into a beautiful tree. Their project is actually answering the question, is there a place for me in this world? And the answer shouts strongly, yes. The Hub Helsinki is actually a physical place for people who are active in their community to get together, to share ideas, to use the internet to plan future projects and other things that that lead to intercultural dialogue. This project can be implemented in every country because every country is suitable for planting the seed of fostering dialogue. Everybody can share knowledge and skills and foster among a more empowered European citizens. And the second project is youth empowerment. And youth empowerment is best presented in Slovakia, where facilitators train the students about history and experience of Anne Frank and Holocaust in interesting way. The students then become the trainers themselves and pass the knowledge forward to other students. Through this peer education method, students feel like they are really contributing to intercultural dialogue and have the responsibility to pass what they've learned to other students. This project teaches us that it's very important to honor thy past, live in the moment, and look forward to the future. All of these projects wouldn't see the light of day without the contribution of the participants. And something more on personal note and intimate thoughts and feelings, Peter is going to say to us. So thank you.